You're listening to SBS News.
The Chinese ambassador in London, Liu Xiaoming, says foreign criticism of the way the Hong Kong government and police have handled protests in the territory is irresponsible.
The British government and Foreign Affairs Committee of the House of Commons published China-related reports making irresponsible remarks on Hong Kong. What is worse, certain British politicians even planned to present an award to a chief propagandist for Hong Kong independence and who has instigated extreme violence.
The ambassador also criticized US politicians who recently passed the Human Rights and Democracy Act.
The US House of Representatives adopted the so-called Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act to blatantly interfere in Hong Kong affairs, which are China's internal affairs.
Meanwhile, it's been another dramatic night in Hong Kong, with hundreds of protesters remaining trapped on the Hong Kong Polytechnic University campus overnight. Police allowed minors to leave the campus in the early hours of the morning after a group of high school head teachers secured a promise that they could go home safely. Hong Kong politician Michael Tien was among those helping the younger students to get out.
I'm here to try to get the 18 and below students out of the campus, because they can go home. But then the point is, I don't know whether they want to or whether there are other people keeping them from leaving the campus.
Hundreds of protesters remained trapped on the campus overnight, cornered by security forces armed with tear gas and water cannons. In a sign of a fresh escalation for the movement, protests raged across other parts of the city, fueled by palpable public anger over the police blockade and the desire to help the students stuck inside. At a media conference, Kwok Kar Chuen, the chief superintendent of the police public relations branch, said the protesters' latest attacks have paralysed traffic in the city, and he claimed the university campuses had been turned into arsenals.
A number of major streets in Hong Kong have been completely blocked by the rioters, who nearly paralysed the city's entire transportation system. Meanwhile, college and university campuses have been occupied by the violent rioters and turned into their arsenals. Along the streets, people would see nothing but bricks left by the rioters, snapped lamp poles. Hong Kong has fallen to a devastation. Like all other fellow residents, I feel so distressed to see such a situation.
Since June, the police have arrested nearly 4,500 people, aged from 11 to 83, in relation to offences including rioting, possession of offensive weapons, arson, and assaulting police. Over the past weekend, the police arrested a total of 154 rioters. Protesters still trapped in the university campus admit they're very concerned.
I don't know if we could escape, or we will keep staying until police come into the campus and to catch us all, arrest us all.
Are you worried? Are you worried at all?
Actually, yes, because until now we cannot find a way out from the campus, and also the outsider, other protesters are trying to save us.
The protest started peacefully in early June, sparked by proposed legislation that would have allowed criminal suspects to be extradited to the mainland. But by the time the bill was withdrawn, the protests had hardened and broadened into a resistance movement against the territory's government and Beijing. When asked whether the Chinese government is willing to deploy troops to quell the unrest, the Chinese ambassador in London, Liu Xiaoming, hinted the mainland government was prepared to take stronger action.
To restore law and order, violence must end, and the violent perpetrators must be brought to justice. This is the only way to safeguard the interests of the public and secure a better future for Hong Kong and cement the foundation of one country, two systems.
Alan Lee, SBS News.